So yesterday was the celebration of the Gundicha Marjana. And devotees also clean the temple. Who helped clean the temple? Raise your hand. Anybody here? You did. Anybody else? Mandaka Safkia? Bahadutai? Okay, good. When I first joined the movement, the devotees told me, if you clean the temple, you clean your heart. Right? And that was a big realization for me, because my heart really needed to be cleaned. So cleaning the temple was an important part of my beginning in devotional service. As it is for everyone, it should be everyone. You come to devotional service, the very important part of becoming a well-situated devotee in devotional service is to clean the temple. clean the temple, sweep the floor, mop it nicely. I remember when the first time I went to Sridhar Mayapur, I was in the movement for only 6 months. I joined at Janmashtami in 1973. 6 months later, I was in India. I never dreamed that I would ever go to India. I never even wanted to go to India. But the devotee said, Srila Prabhupada is calling us to go to India for Gaur Purnima. What's that? It's the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya. Okay. And before I had joined the temple, I was working at some job. So I had some money in the bank, and I asked the temple president, when the letter came from Srila Prabhupada that he wanted devotees to come to Mayapur, that if I could use that money to go to India. And the temple president said yes. So I had a ticket, got a ticket. And we came to Delhi, I remember. And at that time, there must have been 200 devotees, 250 devotees in the plane, mostly from America. And in those days, the 747s, they didn't land in Calcutta. The runway wasn't long enough. So we landed in Delhi. And then they put us up in the Ashok Hotel, I remember. And the next day, we flew in a smaller plane to Calcutta. So up until then, I was not experiencing much culture shock. It was okay. When I got in the bus to go to Mayapur, that's when the culture shock began to set in. And it was mostly because of the way people drove. I had never seen that before, right? The road from Calcutta to Mayapur was barely big enough for two vehicles. And everybody drove in the middle of the road. And our bus was going right straight for a truck. And then just the last minute, they would swerve over. I had never seen anybody drive like that before. Every moment was a game of chicken, you know? So, somehow or another, we made it to Mayapur. And at that time, now you see Mayapur. You've all visited Mayapur. You know, Gada building, Conch building, Lotus building, so many buildings everywhere. But in those days, no buildings. There was one building, and it wasn't even finished. Right? That was the, now they call it the Lotus building. Right? Still under construction. And we see Panchatattva deities, Radha Madhava, 6'4" tall Radha Madhava, Astasakhi, small Radha Madhava, and Mahaprabhu, being taken care of by one foreign devotee I met for the first time there, Jananivas, and he's still there, taking care of Radha Madhava. Sri Jananivas Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So in my immaturity as a devotee, only 6 months in the movement, still a new bhakta, I wanted to go see Srila Prabhupada. I wanted to see Srila Prabhupada. So I asked, where's Srila Prabhupada? And they said, well, he's up in his room. So I thought, well, I'll just go see him. So I went walking up to Srila Prabhupada's room, and I got outside his door. There was a screen door, but I could see inside there were some sannyasis sitting, talking to Srila Prabhupada. So before I went inside, I offered my obeisances from the outside. And then two brahmacharis came flying out of a room, saying, hey, he's trying to go in Prabhupada's room. Quick, grab him. And then I realized that you don't just walk into Srila Prabhupada's room. They said, you can't go into Prabhupada's room. I said, oh, okay, I didn't know. So the next day, one other devotee, also from the temple where I had joined in St. Louis, and I were given a service of cleaning the floor. And they gave us a rag. And they said, this is how Prabhupada wants us to clean the floor. You get down on your hands and knees, and you rub with the cloth, moist cloth. So this one other devotee and myself, he was new. We were both new. I think we got shaved up on the same day. After living in the temple for about a month, one devotee called Mahamuni, he was the vice president, he said, okay, if you want to stay in the temple, you got to shave your head. So it was a great moment of truth there, whether we were going to be devotees or not, we had to shave our heads. So anyway, inspired by the process of devotional service, which means shravanam, kirtanam, scrubanam, and mapanam, and prasadam, I shaved my head. This other devotee who was with me in Mayapur at the time, he also did. It was Bhakta Jim. So we were there on our hands or knees. We were mopping the floor just outside of a bathroom. And then after the bathroom was Srila Prabhupada's room. And all of a sudden, while we were there on our hands and knees, Srila Prabhupada came out of his room with his gamsha on. He was going to go to the bathroom. So when he was walking to the bathroom, he saw Bhakta Jim and myself on our hands and knees mopping the floor. And when he saw us doing that, he had a big smile on his face. He smiled very broadly, and he said, Jai. And then he entered into the bathroom. So I could understand from that, later I understood, not immediately, that you don't try to see the spiritual master, but rather you work in such a way that the spiritual master will see you. And that is by menial service. Thinking oneself humble, thinking oneself in a very subservient position. we see in this pastime of Gundicha Marjana, all the devotees were feeling as the servants of the Lord. They were serving Lord Jagannath under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were following him. And this is the process. We follow the devotees and learn how to do devotional service. This is exactly what Srila Prabhupada showed. When he came and started the Krishna consciousness movement, he showed how to serve Krishna. We see that the devotees were insisting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meet the king, Pataparudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was refusing. He didn't want to meet the king. Because for a sannyasi, is to interact with materialistic persons is not good. People will criticize. A sannyasi has to be careful. You may have a white sheet, a clear white sheet, but if there's a black spot, everyone will see the black spot, not the clear white sheet. Right? So therefore, a sannyasi should not intermingle with materialistic persons. What is a king? A king is all about pounds and shillings, right? And dealing with women and materialistic things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not interested. Even though Lord Nityananda, Balaram Hoyli Nitai, Lord Chaitanya is Brajendra Nandana, but Balaram is Lord Nityananda. He even requested. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, it's not good. But you all know what's best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a hold. You all know what's best. And if Damodar Pandit says it's okay, then I'll do that. And who is Damodar Pandit? Damodar Pandit was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, but he used to take it upon himself to remind Lord Chaitanya what he ought to do and what he ought not to do. So indirectly, Lord Chaitanya was instructing Damodar Pandit that he shouldn't do that. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the position of the acharya, or the spiritual master, and also he's the Supreme Lord. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayamya. So it's never the position of the disciple or the devotee to try to criticize or to instruct the spiritual master. So indirectly, Lord Chaitanya was informing Damodar Pandit of his not to do that. But Lord Nityananda, after requesting, he gave the idea, well, even if you give him one of your outer garments, the king would worship that. Those things that are in relationship with the Lord are non-different from the Lord. Krishna Tvadiya. Tvadiya. Those things in relationship with the Lord. Or the Lord's devotees. Those things that are in relationship with the Lord's devotees. They're as worshipful as the Lord. Like the Lord's shoes, his bed, the paraphernalia for worshiping the Lord. These are all tadiya. and therefore they are worshipable. The Lord's garments. So in this way, one garment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was delivered to the king, and he began to worship that. After some time, Ramananda Roy, he also requested Lord Chaitanya to, because Ramananda Roy was in the service of the king, right? In some far off district from Jagannath Puri. But because of Ramananda Roy's intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Ramananda Roy understood Mahaprabhu's emotions, transcendental emotions, to the point where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they were discussing in Rajamundry, Mahaprabhu embraced Ramananda Roy in great ecstasy. So the king said, listen, you don't have to do anything. I'll continue your salary. You just live in Jagannath Puri and be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he extended him a great favor. And Ramananda Roy knew the mind of the king. He knew the mind of King Puttaparudra, that he was a great devotee of the Lord. And he was so devoted and wanted so much to have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that even though he was the king, he had a vast kingdom. It was all like a desert for him. And Ramananda Roy explained this to Lord Chaitanya that, you know, the king is feeling like all his wealth and his kingdom, everything, is just like a vast nothingness without your association. And that the king was thinking of leaving everything and going off and becoming a mendicant. So in this way, Ramananda Roy was talking to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and with the idea that Mahaprabhu would give him his darshan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead he said, well, you can send his son. I'll meet his son. Young boy. So the news went to King Puttaparudra and immediately sent his son. Right? Now when the boy came, he was a very young boy with a dark complexion and he was decorated with jewels and a turban like a prince. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, he was immediately reminded of Brajendranandana. He was thinking of Krishna. This boy reminded him of Krishna. So he embraced that prince and feelings of ecstasy immediately overwhelmed the boy. The boy began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare. And when the king heard this, he became very happy that his son became an ecstatic devotee of Krishna, King Puttaparudra. Nowadays, if parents hear their son became a devotee, they become very unhappy. They think they've been cursed. Oh, it's my bad karma. What did I do wrong in my last life? My son's become a devotee. Right? But King Puttaparudra is not like that. He was ecstatic. And that boy became a great devotee of the Lord. He became very dedicated to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He always wanted to be with Mahaprabhu. So just see. The boy was an ordinary prince, right? The son of the king, But by that association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became a great devotee. Right? No consideration. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is very, very great. Right? Some people practice a philosophy that, you know, you have to, in your next birth, if you do really good, you'll take birth as from a Kshatriya, you'll become a Brahmin. Then you take birth again, you can become higher as... But that's not our understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It doesn't matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy indiscriminately to anyone who could receive it. Their philosophy is that, you know, just because your mother runs naked as a child, when she grows up and has children, she should also run naked. No. People change. Things change. And the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can cause anyone to become surrendered to Krishna. But what's the qualification? Later on we see in this chapter called The Lord's Dancing, the Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra. It's a wonderful chapter. I don't think we have time to go through it all, but I'd like to go through parts of it. After Gundicha Marjanam, Rath Yatra Day. The Lord gets up early in the morning, goes with all his devotees, takes bath, goes to the Rath Yatra. This is the first birth of that chapter. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very astonishing. Please hear of it with great attention. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandavijay. During the ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up into the car. Now, that's an interesting part of the Rath Yatra, because Lord Jagannath, Baladevan's, Lord Jagannath is big. I mean, Lord Jagannath is really big. Right? And what they have is these Daityapatis, who are the leaders of the Sabar community that originally took care of Nila Madhava. So they have the seva that from the Snanyatra, when Lord Jagannath goes into, you know, resting and doesn't give darshan, they take care of him. And they take care of him for 15 days, and then on Rath Yatra day, what happens? They put him on the cart. So these Daityapatis, some of them are very big. They're big guys, really big guys. And they bring Lord Jagannath out from the Jagannath temple, right? Put him on the cart. But who comes out first? Yeah, and he goes around all the carts and goes up. Then next, Balaram, Baladev, Sangarshan. So the system is that they have these players of gongs, chas, kasha, and they go ching 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 ching, and they play it very loudly to a crescendo. And when they get to the highest point, they all shout and scream and pick up the Lord Balaram, and then they put some pillows made of cotton underneath him and drop him down. That's the system. Because he's so heavy and he's so big, that's how you move him. They play a chant, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And when it gets to the highest point, they all start, hey-oh! And they pick him up and set him down. So it's a pretty amazing thing. All you see is the headdress of Balaram going back and forth. Yeah? Like that. And then they get Lord Balaram to the bottom of the ramp. Okay, now they got to get him up to the top of the ramp. And they, you know, they put their shoulders on his arms and they're lifting him up. And it's hot, so they're like sweating and get him up halfway up the ramp. The carts are like that high and the ramp is that big. Up to the balcony. So they get him about halfway up the ramp, and then Balaram starts to turn. Slowly he's turning, and the Daityapatis are shouting, screaming, and he turns and starts to go back down the ramp, and everybody's struggling to hold him and keep him up. Nothing doing. He goes right back down the ramp. So again, they put their backs, arms, grab the Lord, and they bring him up about halfway up the ramp again, and the Lord stops. He starts to slowly turn and go back down the ramp. And again, the Daityapatis are shouting and screaming, but the Lord comes right back down to the bottom of the ramp. So I was sitting there watching that, and I was thinking, does this happen every Rath Yatra? So they brought more Daityapatis. And this time they brought, and they even gave ropes to the Brahmins are on top of the cart. They're going to take Balaram back from Daityapatis. Right? They've been serving him for 15 days. Now the Brahmins are going to get back their seva. So they put ropes around Balaram. This time between the Brahmins pulling with ropes and the Daityapatis pushing, Lord Baladev comes up to the top of the cart. And the whole crowd that was watching it, they all simultaneously said, Hivo! Hivo! Subhadra comes out. She goes right up the cart. So I was thinking that if Balaram gave so much effort to get him up, what will happen when Jagannath comes? Jagannath. But just the opposite. Lord Jagannath comes out. He comes to the bottom of the ramp and he goes straight up. No problem at all. So who can understand the pastimes of the Lord? So the Lord is on the cart and then the king comes. And the king sweeps before the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. And simply by this humble service, of sweeping the road before the Lord, before Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased, and King Pataparudra received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's an interesting purport to that, to this verse. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Atapite deva padam bujadhaya prasadalesa anugrihit eva janati tatvam bhagavan mahimo nachanya eko picharang vichinvan. Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, verse 29. A devotee who has received even a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Pataparudra was very eager to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he's benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmite Kunya Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Beej. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru, and by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. Here we see the process. One can hear pastimes, sit in many katas, that's all right. But ultimately, we need the mercy. We need the mercy. And how do you get the mercy? By surrender. As long as one feels there's something in the material world for me, right? Whatever it might be, friendship, society, love, whatever we think it is, unless it becomes like Maharaj Pataparudra, where he saw, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he saw everything as a vast desert. Huh? Our tendency is we render devotional service, but we also have that idea that, well, I could probably enjoy here in this material world if I just had this or if I just had that, probably could enjoy. But such a mentality will keep us from actually getting the mercy. Getting the mercy of the Lord is concomitant on being a kinchanasya. What's a kinchana? Yeah, poor. Not having anything. And although the king had everything, he was the king, right? He felt like he had nothing because he didn't have the mercy. He felt vacant. He felt empty. And by being humble, a humble servant, and performing that menial service of sweeping the road in front of Lord Jagannath, the king got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much so that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra, he was organizing kirtan parties. He had one party in front. He had two kirtan parties on the side, two kirtan parties on the other side of Lord Jagannath's cart. He had kirtan party in the back side, right? And sometimes he would move all the kirtan parties to be with Lord Baladev, and sometimes Subhadra's Rath, right? One interesting thing is that Srila Prabhupada, in 1973, they performed Rath Yatra in London. The year before, they also performed. Shyam Sundar made the cart, tried his best. They didn't have so much. He used to get wood from here and there, you know. And the cart broke down. Right? Just before it was going to start, the cart broke. So in 1973, they wanted to again have Rath Yatra. And they had no money. By chance, one devotee had gotten an inheritance from his uncle. His uncle had just died. And he got, as an inheritance from his uncle, 11,000 pounds. Right? And that devotee's name is Mahavishnu Swami. Right? His name then was Nicholas or something. But he, Mahavishnu Swami. Yeah, plays the harmonium. So he donated that 11,000 pounds so that they could organize Rath Yatra. And they made a very strong cart, very tall cart. And Srila Prabhupada came to the Rath Yatra. It was very nicely organized. And Srila Prabhupada rode on the cart, danced in the kirtan. And when the cart got to Trafalgar Square, right, the newspaper reporter made an article the next day in the paper that the Hare Krishna festival rivals the Trafalgar Monument. Trafalgar was a Navy general that won a battle against the British. Nelson, yes. And there's a monument to Nelson in the Trafalgar Square. The Battle of Trafalgar. I think the Portuguese were defeated. The French was actually, but they were fighting on behalf of the Portuguese. But the Portuguese were fighting on behalf of the French. So anyway, in the paper it came that the Hare Krishna Festival rivaled the Nelson, the Trafalgar Monument. So Prabhupada read that. He was very happy. Very, very happy. And he mentions that in this purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rath Yatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front page photo caption, "ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square." The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance. Just as the residents of Puri compared the Rath Yatra car to Mount Sumeru, the residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. After the Rath Yatra, Srila Prabhupada was very happy and he told Mahavishnu Swami, "You used your money wisely. You spent your money wisely, glorifying Lord Jagannath." So it describes here the beauty of the cart was decorated with so many chamaras, hundreds of chamaras and mirrors. Very beautiful. And Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are on their cart. And now Lord Jagannath is going. Right? But before he left, he took permission from Lakshmi. You see, Jagannath is Aishvarya Bhav, Jagannath Puri. The Lord is in opulence. Right? And for 15 days, he's after Snan Yatra, he's with the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. He's there. But after 15 days, he has a desire to be with his devotees from Vrindavan. And he takes permission from Lakshmi. I'll just go for a day or two and I'll come back. She says, okay, you go. So the Rath Yatra festival is actually the Lord meeting the devotees from Vrindavan. Right? And of all the devotees in Vrindavan, all the Brijvasis, that devotee that has the most intensity of love for Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So she's come. After a long time, she's seen the Lord. And so many transcendental emotions are there. Those emotions, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fully experiencing. Why? Because that's why he appeared. He appeared for three reasons. He wanted to know what it is in him that the devotees are so attracted to. And he also wanted to know what kind of ecstasy, because he felt that the devotees were experiencing more ecstasy in love for him than he was experiencing. So he wanted to experience that the love the devotees have. He wanted to experience what is it in him that attracts them. So he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna himself, but in the mood of his devotee. Right? To experience these things. And in Jagannath's Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya is fully experienced in relishing all of these emotions. Now, one amazing thing that happens is that Lord Chaitanya made 7 different kirtan parties. And he was in each and every kirtan party. He divided himself. He expanded himself. And he was in each kirtan party. And each kirtan party thought, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with us. And they couldn't understand that he was in their party, but he was in all the other parties also. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Maharaj Pataparudra, they could see. Right? They could see all the tricks of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there was one other thing that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Maharaj Pataparudra could see that others couldn't see, and that's explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada mentions in the purport. And that is, when Lord Jagannath, he was seeing the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was completely astonished and attracted by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting various wonderful dancing. Sometimes he would dance like a firebrand. It's described. You know what a firebrand is? If you take a stick of incense, right, one point is lit. But if you go around real fast, it becomes one continuous loop, although it's just one point of fire. It looks like a continuous loop. That's called a firebrand. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance like that. He would dance so fast You'd act like one continuous circle, loop. So like that, Lord Jagannath was so much attracted. And the amazing thing is that who is Lord Jagannath? They're one and the same person. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer are the same. But yet, to experience the variegatedness, they perform different leelas, our pastimes, our emotions. Lord Jagannath, when he saw the beautiful dancing of Lord Chaitanya, he became more beautiful. And when Lord Chaitanya, who was dancing in the ecstasy of and seeing the beauty of Lord Jagannath, when he saw that Lord Jagannath became more beautiful, he became more ecstatic in his dancing. So there was this competition going on back and forth between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. And who could see that? Maharaj Pataparudra could see it. No one else could see. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So just see, by his menial service, by his attitude of akinchana, right? Although he had all opulences, but he didn't consider anything his. He considered everything belonging to the Lord. The Lord deposited so much mercy that he could understand the loving transcendental emotions between Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as you read the chapter, it becomes more and more nectarine. You know, sometimes they say that, Srila Prabhupada preached for 11 years, a very short time, 11 years he preached to the devotees, ISKCON movement. But he didn't have time to give the higher things, right? The higher understandings of rasa tattva. He didn't have time. But we don't accept that. That's some person in the Gaudiya Mutt says that. And that you have to come to me and I'll teach you the higher rasa tattvas. Right? But no. Everything is here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everything. Of course, we are hardly qualified to understand. We don't have that kind of mercy that King Pataparudra had to enter into it, but still it's there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands, looking at Lord Jagannath and offering prayers. First he said, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Taya Chat, Chigatitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namah. And then he began to explain in the mood of Srimati Radharani all of the intimate attachments and emotions that Radharani had trying to bring Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan, bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So intimate, so filled with rasa tattva. Everything is given to us. Everything. Nothing is lacking. Only thing is lacking is our qualification to understand it. So if we take on this day of Rath Yatra the good example of Maharaj Pataparudra and yearn to become akinchanasya, surrendered, the menial servant of Lord Krishna under the direction of Krishna's devotees, then it will be possible for us too to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that we might not only read the wonderful ecstatic emotions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited in the mood of Radharani, but we could also understand them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.